Our first story on this Monday edition of our show. Every 48 minutes, someone in the U.S. dies in a car wreck that involves a driver who's either drunk or in some way alcohol impaired. Works out to more than 10,000 deaths every year. Police say Jerry Brown Jr. is one of them. He was a linebacker on the Dallas Cowboys practice squad who was killed in a car crash early Saturday morning. Brown was a passenger. Police say the car he was in hit a curb, flipped, and caught on fire. Officers believe alcohol was a contributing factor in the crash. Cowboys nose tackle Josh Brent was behind the wheel. He's been arrested on suspicion of intoxication manslaughter. Brent and Brown were teammates in college, too. Brent pleaded guilty to a DUI charge in 2009 while he was in school. The charge he's facing now could lead to a $10,000 fine and a potential prison sentence of 2 to 20 years. Every month, the U.S. government reports on the national unemployment rate and the number of jobs added or lost. For November, 146,000 jobs added, unemployment at 7.7%. That's a drop from the month before, and it's the lowest the unemployment rate has been in nearly 4 years. But these numbers can be a little tricky. The unemployment rate only counts people actively looking for a job. Experts say that's the main reason the rate went down is because some people just gave up and stopped looking. The big number to keep in mind, 12 million. That's how many Americans were counted as unemployed in November. The state legislature in Michigan is getting ready to vote on a right-to-work law. A big part of this story has to do with labor unions. Right-to-work laws say that workers don't have to join unions or pay union dues. People who support these laws say they can make a state more attractive to businesses and can bring in more money for the state economy. Critics of the laws say that they make unions weaker and can keep wages lower for workers. On this map, the states in blue have a right-to-work law. There are 23 of those, including Indiana, which just passed its legislation this year. Poppy Harlow got the perspective from both sides of the debate over the possibility of a right-to-work law in Michigan.
A labor representative told me this legislation is anti-worker, saying that it gives workers less of a voice. What do you say to that?
That's backward. This is about being pro-worker. Again, giving workers the choice, the freedom to choose, that's fundamental.
So Governor Snyder's legislation is anti-worker. It's going to end up, you know, being a devastating blow to the middle class here.